Hello? There you are. No, I didn't have trouble downloading the app. I'm not as tech illiterate as you think I am. That's why I suggested Discord instead of Skype. See? I'm hip. Totally. So what's the matter, sweetie? You miss me already? Mm-hmm. You talked a big game, but the moment you have to spend a night without me in bed, you blow up my phone. Can't sleep when I'm not there to tuck you in, baby. Yeah, I can hear that whine in your voice. You know what that does to me. Oh, come on. I'm just picking on you. You know I miss you, too. No, I've gotten pretty comfortable having you with me at night. Getting you to purr for me before falling asleep. Oh, my needy little thing. This whole traveling for work thing already feels old. I'm a creature of comfort. The bed here? Not very big. If you were here, well, you'd have to noodle yourself around me. Not that that's really all that different from the usual way we sleep. What am I wearing? Oh, okay. You want to play that game? Oh, you know what I sleep in. No, no, do not say... Do not say sleeping bag. Oh, if I was there... Oh, No, no, I know what you're on about. You want to be punished, don't you? You aren't clever. I can read you like a book. No, no, no. There's no need to hide it. You know me. I'm always happy to turn your pages, run my fingers down your spine. Forget to turn you back into the library and discover you years later. You really like it when I talk dirty, don't you? Relax, relax. I'm not going to turn you into the library. Oh, come on. Let me have my fun. Though, I mean, if that's really what you're looking for, I could quit joking around and indulge you. I could tell you how the moment I crawled into bed, my body started longing for you. Eager for your touch. It wasn't long before I realized just how comfortable I've become with our routine. The way you, oh, so innocently rest your hand on my stomach while you nuzzle into my chest. How I play with your hair, gently touch your face, run my thumb across your lips. You know I can't help but play with my meal. Fuck. You didn't think you were the only one in need, did you? No. Oh, no. I miss those wandering hands of yours. The way you get so curious. Like you just can't help yourself. Like every single time you're just discovering me. The way I feel. The way I throb for you. Oh. And now I'm not even there to take care of you and make sure you get a good, full night of sleep. Oh. And what are you going to do if I don't stop, huh? Better yet, no. No, what if I did? I mean, it is pretty late. I should be heading off to sleep. Oh. Oh, now you don't want me to stop. If that's the case, then you better ask nicely. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my kitten. I tell you what. Why don't you get good and cozy for me? And we'll forget about all the distance between us for a little while. It might not be the same as if I was there, but if you close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice, you remember, don't you? You remember exactly how I feel. My hands against your skin, squeezing, rubbing. Your shoulders and your back, of course. Oh, you know what I like. You know exactly what I like.